Afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and on board this afternoon, we've got Gordon Bennett for part two of this great jazz band ball that we're having here in the studio today.
I'm just enjoying so much of this music.
This is absolutely incredible. We're going to continue with the James P. Johnson I promised before, the alternate take to At the Ball, and then we're going to get into some music from Brian Green right after that. Let's get started now with music from James P. Johnson. That was music from James P. Johnson, and right now I'm going to hand you over to Gordon Bennett, and he'll introduce you to the music of Brian Green.
Yes, I got a phone call from Brian Green. It's been a very busy week at my place. Talking of phone calls, you can call me with your pledges for the CHUO fundraising at 728-2992 this week, any evening after 7 o'clock. Well, that's Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And I encourage you to do this because I know a lot of people are going out of town, they're going down to New Orleans, And I know a lot of people who are going to Europe, and me included, hopefully. Hopefully.
It's that time of the year, I guess.
It's that time. So on the spring break. So rather than miss your pledge, and we wouldn't want to do that for anything, 728-2992 is my number after 7 o'clock when I've had my siesta. And I'd be more than pleased to take down all the information. Brian Green phoned me from London this week to invite me to his club, which is called Brian's Club, right on Piccadilly, bright and simple, West End of London. And he's now got Jeff Cole, who we heard earlier with Ken Collier. He's got him on trombone now. I don't know if I was responsible for that, but it seems maybe I played some part in it. Anyway, it's a great band, and I hope to get down to hear it. Let's listen to Brian Green, which the band at this time had Alex Snook on trumpet, Alex Revelle on clarinet, Gordon Blundy on trombone, Ray Smith on piano, George Walker on bass, and Don Smith on drums. And we're going to hear the classic tune, Willie the Weeper. Thank you. Brian Greene's New Orleans Jazz Band from London, England, recorded Nobody Knows When, the tune Willie the Weeper.
And I just want to mention that Gordon's going to be playing some music upcoming from the Hot Five Jazzmakers of Toronto. And I guess if Gordon was on the nominating committee of the Juno Awards, he would definitely rate the recording that was made at the Say What in Toronto as one of the best jazz recordings of 1994. At least that's what the Toronto Jazzmaker publication seems to think, and I agree, it's a killer recording. Gordon played it on his show January 1st, 1995, and we were just going nuts here in the studio, right, Gordon?
Absolutely. That's the session with Jacques Gauthier and with Lee Smith added to the Jazzmakers.
And there was nothing planned for that session.
It was totally off the top, and that's why it was so good.
Yeah.
And just people now are saying, can they recreate it? I don't know.
No. Nope.
We'll have to find out.
Unless it's spontaneous. Eh? It's the only way to go.
So we're going to hear the regular, as it were, Jazzmakers with Janet Shaw on clarinet, saxes and piano, Rainer Hank on banjo, Colin Bray on string bass, Brian Gravel on trumpet, and Brian Towers, the leader, on trombone. I've picked this because it's a tune I don't know. And in all the years I've been into this business, I've never heard of this tune. It's called Underneath Hawaiian Skies. I called Brian Towers to ask him about it, and he'd forgotten how it came into the jazz band book. Anyway, to me it sounds like another tune which you'll recognize. It's called Underneath Hawaiian Skies, featuring Janet Shaw. Thank you. Canadians should be proud of the hot-fired jazz makers in Toronto. That was a tune called Under Hawaiian Skies, and it has bits of tunes. Randy and I were counting them as the music progressed. We were counting all the tunes we could hear in it.
Oh, the Janet Lawson's incredible.
Oh, Janet Shore is incredible.
Janet Shore, rather.
Yeah. We're going to, when I was playing Morton last week, somebody, a listener, phoned me up and mentioned a very unusual tune that Mr. Morton had written. I didn't play it because I didn't have a good version of it. But here's the Jim Cullum Jazz Band in I think this was done in Carnegie Hall, Toronto, in New York, in 1987. Here's the Jim Cullum Jazz Band to play Jolly Will Morton's very rare composition. It's called Freakish.
That was an amazing.
Yeah, an amazing composition by Jelly Roll Morton. The tune was called Freakish. The band was Jim Cullum's jazz band, recorded in Carnegie Hall in 1987. Jim Cullum on cornet, Alan Vache on clarinet, Ed Hubble on trombone, wonderful piano solo by John Sheridan. Howard Elkins was the banjo player, Jack Wyatt was string bass, and Al Torres on drums. And Randy, is it over to you now?
Yeah, I've got some music. I've got some music from the Edmund Hall All-Star Quintet. But before I get to them, I just want to mention that between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be featuring some music from Miles Davis from the 1950s, as well as some music from Buddy Rich from the 1960s, so you might want to stick around for that. But right now, our point of interest is January 25th, 1944. Edmund Hollis on clarinet, Red Norvos on vibes, Teddy Wilson on piano. Some very fine guitar here from a guitarist that I don't really know what happened to him, Carl Kress. I'm not sure if he died young or if he...
I think he did.
He did, eh?
I think so.
Johnny Williams is on bass, and this I'm going to go for two tracks here. The first one is called Smooth Sailing, and I think this is the same version I played a couple of weeks ago by Arnett Cobb. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. And then we're going to listen to a track called Sea in Red. So this is Ed Hall's All-Star Quintet. Thank you. What a wonderful session there from Ed Hall and company, Red Norvo on vibes, Teddy Wilson on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, and Johnny Williams on bass. From January 25th, 1944, we listened to See in Red, beautiful version of that composition, and before that we listened to Smooth Sailing. What do we have next, Gordon?
Well, we're going to New Orleans in reality, as it were. This is an unpretentious sort of thing. Straight off the top, with big Bill Beesnut and his Jazz Crusade label. This has a mixture of Japanese traditional jazz musicians as well as New Orleans musicians. So we have Big Jim Robinson and Big Bill Beesnut on trombones. We have tenor Katami Fukuda on trombone also. We have Kid Sheik Kola from New Orleans and Keltaro Sega on trumpet. Sammy Remington is on sax, Ryoshi Kawai is on clarinet, Satoshi Adachi is on piano, Dick Griffiths is on banjo, Moldy Dick McCarthy is on bass, and Misurio Yano from Japan is on drums. This is a New Orleans group which Bissonette called the Moldy Five, and there's about 10 of them here. Hmm. Anyway, so let's hear Bugle Boy March. Thank you. and the good time was heard by all. The trouble with these big band sessions is that the recording can't separate and segregate what's going on, so you have a kind of muddy sound to them. I haven't heard one yet that sorted everything out. But that was a big festival in New Orleans with some visiting Japanese jazzmen and some New Orleans veterans. Talking of New Orleans veterans, here's Kid Thomas Ballantyne. He's on trumpet. Captain John Handy is on alto. Big Bill Bissonette is on trombone. Dick Griffiths on banjo. Cyril Bennett on piano. And Big something here. Bug Tunjahan is on bass. And one of my great favorites on drums is Sammy Penn. And the Kid Thomas Band plays in Spain, they say, CC. some authentic jazz in New Orleans with Kid Thomas Ballantyne on trumpet, John Handy on alto sax, Bill Big Bissonette on trombone, Dick Griffiths on banjo, Cyril Bennett did the nice piano solo, and Tut Tunjidan on string bass and Sammy Penn on drums. There's a character in Australia I have mentioned vaguely on the air by the name of Smacker Fitzgibbon, and he learned to play the music and piano originally from his mother, Minnie, who must be in the late 80s now. Smacker is an itinerant musician. He travels all over the place. He formed a very successful jazz band called the Steamboat Stompers, which I thought was a great name, which was a great success. He didn't like success, so he took off for the outback and disappeared for a long time. Anywhere there was water or a tavern, he'd play. They called him, they still do, they call him the Singing Barman.
How long has he been playing for?
Been playing for years and years and years.
Wow.
And so Bill Townsend, 2NBC, Sydney, Australia, satisfied my curiosity by sending me his party album. And it's called Frisco Jazz, Jazz Joe's Housewarming Party with Smacker, the Singing Barman. He's got a nice jazz band accompanying him. On trumpet, Roy Hoskins. On trombone, Keith McDonald. On tuba, Don Locke. On clarinet, George Willow. And Freddie Thomas is on piano with Jim Beattie on drums. The tune is one I've always liked. It's called My Little Bembo Down on the Bamboo Isle. So presenting for the first time in Canada, Smacker Fitzgibbon.
Captain Jack McCoy was a lonely sailor boy. His ship got wrecked a while on a Fiji Ouija Isle. He led a savage life and hunted with a knife. When he got home from being away, here's what he told his wife. He told her, I've got a bimbo down on a bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me underneath the bamboo tree. She's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances daily, gaily. She'd make a hit with Bonham and Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I get back there, I'll stay a long while. I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks, out on the deep blue sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. All she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo tree. She's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances daily, gaily. She'd look great with a ukulele. I'll build a bungalow on a bamboo isle. And when I get back there, I'm gonna stay a long while. I've seen dancers, plenty of dancers, wear a string of beads. Give that gal a good jazz band, you'll find that's all she needs. She'll show you her great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on a bamboo isle.
I think you have to have a tankard of ale in your hand to listen to Smacker Fitzgibbon. Very nice. And my last contribution today is Louis Armstrong's Hot Five with the addition of all people, Lonnie Johnson on guitar.
Oh, that should be good.
Now, I want to remind you that my phone is open from 7 o'clock every evening to take pledges for this show and every show on CHUO. So call me on 728-2992 any evening, Sunday through to Thursday inclusive, to pledge a little donation to keep these programs live and kicking. We appreciate it.
So important, eh, Gordon?
So very important. Mm. And with these days, with the budget coming down, I thought I'd hit you just before the budget. So anyway, next week I'm playing Wild Bill Davidson and Sidney Bechet. And stay tuned after I leave for Randy McEllicott, who's going to give us some Davis Miles, or Miles Davis, I think.
That's right.
And here's Louis Armstrong with Edmund Kidori on trombone. He wrote this. We often forget this. This was the first public performance, I think, of Savoy Blues. And Lonnie Johnson is added on guitar, according to the notes. So we've got Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Armstrong on piano, Johnny Sincere on banjo. These are the Hot Fives recorded February, Chicago, 1926. And thank you so much for joining Randy and me for this very entertaining and, I hope, amusing, if not too ribald at times. We enjoyed it.
Well, thanks a lot for sitting in, Gordon, and this is definitely not the last.
Oh, no, not by a long way. So, Kidori's Savoy Blues.
Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that have generous portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't soon forget, and rest assured you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
I just want to thank Gordon for sitting in for that excellent hour of jazz on In Transition that we heard. We'll be doing this again probably sometime in March. We're going to try to do this once a month if we can help it.
More like April, I think.
Oh, more like April. I think Gordon will probably be out of town for a little while there. But the balance of the show this afternoon, we're going to be featuring music from Miles Davis and drummer Buddy Rich, starting off with... This has to be one of the most amazing recordings that Miles Davis ever did, and it was in 1956 that he recorded this album for Prestige called Relaxin', and it features John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and the great Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a song entitled Olio, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it was written by Sonny Rollins. Anyway, here's Miles Davis with his classic quintet.
Thank you.
One of the greatest quintets of the last 50 years. Actually, some people think one of the greatest quintets ever. That was Miles Davis and John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, some very fine bass work there from Paul Chambers, and some excellent drumming from Philly Joe Jones from 1956, a recording that everybody should have in their collection. It's called Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. And now I'm going to play another track from another album that they recorded together in 1956. It's called Cookin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. And this is a song written by Benny Carter, and it's called Tune Up When Lights Are Low. Thank you. the Miles Davis Quintet from 1956, and that was a song called When Lights Are Low. Before that, we heard an original from Miles Davis called Tune Up, and again, it features John Coltrane tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Well, let's go back for one more number before we get into the music of Buddy Rich. This is taken from the album Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet, and this is a beautiful reading of the standard I Could Write a Book. Music from Miles Davis, and a beautiful reading there of the classic standard composition, I Could Write a Book. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And right now, we're going to be listening to some great live music from one of the greatest jazz drummers that ever lived, Mr. Buddy Rich. When I was about 10 or 11 years old, I remember picking up this album. It was called Buddy Rich Super Pack. And it was a compilation of some of his live recordings that he made in the late 1960s. And I thought I'd share those with you today. We're going to start off with a track that he recorded at the Shea in Hollywood, California. And it's called Willowcrest. It's a song that was written by Bob Florence and arranged by Bob Florence. Thought we'd start off with that. And right after, we're going to listen to a beautiful song called The Meaning of the Blues. And that particular number was recorded live in Hollywood at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And it's a song that was written by Bobby Troup and Lee Worth. So let's get started with the music of the dynamite drumming of Buddy Rich and a song called Willowcrest.
Thank you.
Well, that's what Buddy Rich was doing back in the late 60s. I thought he led a great big band. He had a lot of flair and a lot of style in his playing, but I think his bands that he put together were excellent. He had very good arrangers, Bill Holman being one of them, great arranger with his band, especially on the session that he did live at Caesar's Palace, which is coming up next. We're going to listen to a track that was very influential in my life. When I was in high school, one of the compositions that we had to learn in music class was Preach and Teach from the Buddy Rich Live at Caesar's Palace. The other one was Maynard Ferguson, a composition that he recorded, but I'll get that on a little later on. But suffice to say that the Live at Caesar's Palace album, I think, was one of the great Buddy Rich albums from that period. It was recorded, I think, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and the vibrancy in the place was just incredible. The sparks were flying all over the place, and Buddy Rich even said in the liner notes that he was amazed at the amount of young people that were attending the session. Well, let's listen to Preach and Teach and the Buddy Rich Big Band. Thank you. Always a joy to listen to. That was music from the great drummer Buddy Rich. And a song entitled, well, it's a little bit weird here. It says Winning the West on the album, and on the label it says Winning the Blues. So I'm not really sure what the name of the song is, but the music is just incredible. Recorded live at the Tropicana sometime in the late 60s, the Buddy Rich Big Band. Going to continue now with more music from Buddy Rich, going back to his recording that he made live at the Shea. And this is a song called Big Swing Face.
Thank you.
Big Swing Face, a song composed and arranged by Bill Potts and recorded live at the Shea in Hollywood. That was the Buddy Rich Big Band. One of the things that I really enjoyed about that band was that you had excellent musicians playing, from Art Pepper to Don Menza. Ernie Watts was part of that band back then. Kenny Barron played with Buddy Rich a little later on, but some really talented people played in Buddy Rich's band. Another person I could think of is Sonny Fortune, who played briefly with Buddy Rich. Well, let's get back to some more music, and this song is called Group Shot.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We were just listening to the music of Buddy Rich. Next week, March the 5th, I'll be featuring music from pianist George Schering, vibist Milt Jackson, and the Jailhouse Jazzmen. I believe they're from Germany. I'll have to check that out. Coming up next, we've got some fine German music until 5 p.m. this afternoon with Patricia. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.